Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Here's your kid warning because I'm about to say something inappropriate.
Please do.
My 4-year-old son told the babysitter I have a hairy penis.
Stop.
I am shooketh.
I'm not surprised.
He said that you had a hairy penis?
I am shooketh. There are very few times that I am speechless. I did not see that coming.
Jimmy told our babysitter, I have a hairy penis.
Okay, what's the origin story here?
Well, okay, so I wanted to do yoga yesterday, but Bart had to work on the condo, so we hit up our babysitter, whom we adore, and she came over and hung out with Jimmy Jam. That's his nickname, and that's what she loves calling him, Jimmy Jam. And so he is at this beautiful little precocious age, and the stuff that he says, even not intentionally, it's just hilarious. It's hilarious what they say and do. We walked into a friend's house yesterday, and he's like, wow, their house sure is looking nice.
4 years old.
That is so cute.
Right? It's little things like that are just so freaking comical. So, you know, I come in, they're in the playroom, and they're having their monster truck show, because, you know, I took him to Monster Jam, and so now he likes to put on monster truck shows for everybody, right? Because he's got a bunch of monster trucks. So he's in there with her, and they're doing a monster truck show, and she gives me this look, and she's like, oh my gosh, you're not going to believe what Jimmy said to me. And she was trying to tell me quietly, because I guess she didn't want him to repeat it, but she's like, yeah, so Jimmy told me that you have a hairy penis. And I just now I'm standing in the playroom with the babysitter, and she has now whispered that phrase to me. And I look at Jimmy and I go, Jimmy, did you tell the babysitter I have a hairy penis? And he goes, ha ha ha, Mama has a hairy penis. And so now I'm just like, what is happening in my life right now? And my instinct was to look at her and go, I get waxed. Like, WTF. Now, granted, when you get waxed, in between waxing, there has to be a certain amount of hair growth before you can go back and get waxed. And I am due for a wax. And you also have to take into account that my 4-year-old and I still take showers together, right? So, you know, he's in there with me, and he'll have questions sometimes. And I have told him before that, you know, the difference between a penis and vagina and who has which one, right? And so, because we went through a phase where he used to tell everybody he has a tiny penis, but Dada has a big penis. So now I'm like, and so I had to explain to him, and I'm just using all layman terms at this point, right? I'm just, and I'm like, Jimmy, remember, mama doesn't have a penis. Mama has a vagina. And then he's like, ha ha, mama has a hairy vagina. I'm like, what is my world right now? And I just looked at Sneha, and she is just like doubled over. And let's just say I tipped her a little extra for that afternoon's babysitting.
That's definitely your kid, man.
Oh, for sure.
Can you feel it? The healing has begun, and the kids can prove it with how they finish toxic parenting phrases. Have you seen this new trend on social media?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. I love it so much. So what is happening is parents are giving kids these toxic parenting phrases, and then kids are finishing them And the way they're finishing them is proving that we're changing the tides. We're breaking generational curses. Kids are feeling love. They're not fearing fear, not feeling fear. And it honestly, it's so heartwarming to bear witness to.
I guess I got to try harder. Wish I could have been a kid in 2025.
I know, right? So I have pulled some of the best clips. And I'm going to give you the toxic parenting phrase. And I want you guys to finish it. And we should know these. And then I'm going to play it in its entirety so you can hear how millennial and Gen X, their kids are finishing these phrases, okay? So we'll go ahead and listen to the first one.
Kids should be seen.
Kids should be seen.
And not heard.
Kids should be seen and not heard. Okay, so this is from Anna Christina M. And she asked her son, kids should be seen. And this is how he finished it.
Kids should be seen.
At school.
Aww. They should be seen at school.
All right, here's your next one to guess. Finish this toxic parenting phrase.
I'll give you something to
cry about.
Correct. Oh. I'll give you something to cry about. Let's hear what her son said.
I'll give you something to
eat with.
Oh, something to eat with.
And she's like, oh, like a spoon or a fork or something like that. He's like, yeah. All right. This is a very, very popular, like old school toxic parenting phrase. You ready for your next one?
I brought you into this world.
And I can take you out of it.
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay, come on, Cassie.
Abby, are you like not knowing
any
of these?
I didn't want to say it over you because then the audience can't hear it. So I'm just letting you take it.
Oh, okay. You get the next one.
Okay. All right. So I brought you into this world. I can take you out. Here's how her son finished it.
I brought you into this world.
To have a great life.
Oh, my gosh. This kid is so cute.
I want to be her kid.
I know. It's absolutely precious. All right. Now we have team two moms. Okay. And she is asking these same toxic parenting questions to her son. And here is the first one she asked him.
Big boys.
Oh, I actually don't know this one.
Don't cry?
Correct.
Oh.
Big boys don't cry.
I missed that Fergie song.
All right. And here's how her son finished it.
Big boys.
Big boys are tough.
Big boys are tough.
Okay.
All right. The next one she gave her son.
Pink is for
girls.
That is correct. Pink is for girls. Now, just to paint a picture, she is in the video wearing a pink shirt, and her son is also wearing a pink shirt.
Oh.
So when she asks him, he says,
pink is for
everyone.
Aww.
Stop. It's so cute.
Dude, every time one of these pops up in my feed, I automatically stop and I watch them. All right, so sunkissed.mama. Now she's asking her daughter, and her daughter's a tween, okay? And she's asking her some of these. And this is the toxic parenting phrase she gave her daughter.
I love you, but.
I love you, but.
Is there like a natural ending?
I don't know that one.
I love you, but go away.
Oh my God. Are you serious? Mm-hmm. People say that to their kids?
I say that to my cats. I kind of get it.
No, I think it, but yeah. I wouldn't say it.
Yeah. I love you, but go away. But go away. Leave me alone. That is the toxic parenting phrase. So she asked her daughter this, and this is how she finished it.
I love you, but.
Why would you say but?
Aww.
Why would you say I love you
True.
But?
Yeah, there should be no but after I love you.
Amen, little kid. And putting the music from Inside Out in there is cruel.
All right, your next toxic parenting phrase.
Just wait until.
Just wait until.
Dad gets home?
Yep.
Well, you don't need to wait till dad gets home. You're going to deal with me.
Just wait until your dad gets home. That's the old school toxic parenting phrase. This is how her daughter finished it.
Just wait until.
Just wait until you're older.
Okay, people do say that.
Just wait until you're older, until you're old enough. All right. And the next one, last one, as long as you live under my roof.
As long as you live under my roof.
As long as you live under my roof,
you'll live by my rules.
That is correct. So when she asked her daughter, this is what her daughter said.
As long as you live under my roof.
You have to be nice.
You have to be nice.
Okay, I'm a challenge. I don't think that last one is toxic. Like, it is my rules. Okay?
I was about to say, I feel like all the Gen Xers and, like, my parents are in the car like, oh, okay, I'm right here.
As long as you live under my house, all you have to do is be nice. You don't have to do anything.
All right, we've been asking.
Soft Gen Alpha. Everyone's so soft now.
You said, all of a sudden you turned into Yoda, and I don't know how that happened.
Soft, my mom is Yoda. She's small and a little green.
Get it? The Bird Show.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I have been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.